Welcome back to the Prexy Podcast. My name is Matt McQuarrie, the Communication Supervisor for the district, and you are listening to episode 10 this week. Today, Mr. Kevin Hayner, who is our Student Services Preschool Supervisor for the district, joins us, and it's actually his birthday today. So this is our first birthday guest, but he's going to discuss our preschool program and all of our just released enrollment information. So how are you doing today, Mr. Hayner?
I'm doing wonderful, Matt. Thanks for asking.
Awesome. I like to start each episode by letting our guests kind of discuss their journey into education and how they ended up in their current position. So if you can, just go ahead and tell us about how you ended up here at Marion City Schools.
Absolutely. My journey began in education starting 25 years ago in Toledo, Ohio. I was born and raised in Toledo, Ohio area. I went through Toledo Public School System, so I have a passion for the public education. After graduation, I joined the military and went into the United States Navy. I served 4 years in the military. When I got out, I wanted to get back to a community that invested in me. I went back and received my bachelor's degree and began my teaching career. I noticed through my experiences in teaching that I gravitated towards the preschool side of education. I went back to school and received my master's in education. This next stage in my education endeavors has paved a path for me to continue and to help not only children, but also adults learn as well. It has been a wonderful journey for me. One of the reasons I landed here at Marion City Schools is due to individuals who I worked with in my past position called me up and talked with me about a preschool supervisor position here in Marion. After a long discussion and conversation, I accepted the position and have never looked back. I'm very happy with the decision that I made to join Marion City Schools.
Great. So let's go ahead and just start talking about the preschool program that we have here. So if you want to go ahead and just kind of give us the general information about the program that we have.
Absolutely. Our preschool program is ran through 9 locations around the city of Marion. We infuse typical and special education students into several of our classrooms. This type of program helps all of our students thrive in the classroom. We currently have 240 preschoolers that attend one of our preschool sites. Our preschool is ran through a grant through the Ohio Department of Education. The grant helps low-income families have the same advantages that their typical peers have. The grant allows us to have 150 seats available for our students through an income-based program. We utilize the whole body approach of learning. Our students learn through play, and that is the natural way our little bodies learn. Through this play environment, we can provide educational goals and instruction that prepares our students for kindergarten and above.
And obviously around town here, there's other options for preschool. So if you could, in your mind, like what makes Marion City Schools preschool program kind of stand out from the others?
Twofold, Matt. I think number one is our attention to detail with the team that we have created. Our teachers invest in our students, and that shows in the learning that takes place within their classrooms. Next, we collaborate with many outside agencies, from Help Me Grow to Marion Head Start to Marion Public Library. We started this year, which is a triple P, which is a positive parenting program for our parents. And finally, with SNAP, a nutrition program that we collaborate through the Ohio State University. Through this collaboration, we can bring in these agencies into the classroom and into our parents' lives. One of the goals that I have for Marion City Schools is to continue to collaborate with our outside agencies and bring our families into our schools so they can be part of that learning process. We are always looking for volunteers who are interested in coming into our buildings and working with our awesome team.
Great. And you mentioned some of our partners that we work with in the community. Can you talk a little bit more just about our partners in general and how they specifically help the preschool program?
Absolutely. One way that we partner, we have what's called a play-based assessment. And what that is when we are looking at students that might experience some difficulties in learning, we bring them in and we do an assessment. Those outside agencies, Help Me Grow, is a program that helps our families from birth to age 3. And they're in the families and they help that family to help their children to grow. So with that collaboration piece, they're in the families and in the homes. They're able to see what's going on, and then they reach out to Marion City Schools with that collaboration and helping assess their child to see if there's any learning disabilities and what would be the best placement for them.
Okay, great. And you also mentioned one of your goals. So that's what I like to ask a lot of our guests is kind of what are your goals for not just, and this is your first year with Marion City. So what are some of the steps you're working toward with the preschool program here at Marion City Schools?
I would love to have a one-stop shop, Matt. And that being that we house one building that holds all of our preschools. And I know that's way out there of a goal, but that to me would be one of the biggest things that if we could spearhead a one-stop shop for our families, I think that would be a wave of the future. I think moving forward, I want to learn the program a little better so I can get back to our families and help guide them through this process of preschool and how important that early learning step is in preschool and getting them in so that then they can be ready for kindergarten and above.
Right. So, and it's good because we always should dream big, right? And that's
absolutely
obviously probably what we're telling our kids too. So when you talk about that one-stop shop, what would be some of the major advantages that that would give us if we
absolutely
were to
where we wouldn't
that?
Be around the whole city of Marion. We would have one building that would house all of our classrooms. So let's say currently we have 9 classrooms. So that one building would house all of our 9 classrooms. We would transport to and from school at that one location. So it wouldn't necessarily be all around the city. It would just spearhead our families to one location. And I think our families are ready for that.
All right, so just last week we started advertising for our preschool enrollment. So this is obviously a busy time for the year, and it's crazy to think that we're even getting ready for the 22-23 school year already. But can you just talk a little bit about the preschool registration dates and sort of the process that families will be going through as they make appointments and try to get their kids enrolled?
Absolutely. We're doing something a little different than in the past here at Marion in that we have an enrollment center that will handle all of our registration. We currently have a preschool registration is scheduled for March the 28th through April the 1st. That location is going to be here at the Student Service Center at 910 East Church Street. And for our Marion families, that is directly behind the Jersey. So you can stop and have some ice cream on your way here to enroll your child into preschool. We have scheduled from 9 until 3:30 on the 28th, the 30th, 31st, and the 1st. On the 29th, we are going to do extended hours to where we'll have it from 9 until 7 at night to offer that to our families that might be working. So as I indicated, we changed that process just a little bit. Our enrollment specialists are Trisha Tanner and Susan Rockwell, and their contact information will be 740-223-4422. Again, that number is 740-223-4422. They will handle all of our registration needs. You will contact them. Our registration this year will be by appointment only, and that's due to wonderful COVID restrictions. And I know those restrictions are coming down a little bit, but we're definitely going to side on the side of caution and do it by appointment only, Matt, this year. But they will contact Trish or Susan. They will get them the packet. They will walk them through that process, and we will get your child enrolled in Marion City Schools preschool.
Okay. We had some people ask through our social media some questions when we were advertising, and one of them was kind of location-based, so like which area would their child go to? Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about how that process works?
Absolutely. In our enrollment packet, we always want our parents to have a say in where they send their child to school. So in preschool, although we try our hardest to get into a neighborhood type of a situation, right, it doesn't always work like that, Matt, because we only have so many preschools around our city, they fill up pretty quickly. But we do offer our families their first, second, and third choice on where they would like to send their child, and I try my diligence to honor that with our families up until the time that we fill our classrooms up. We are allowed to have 16 students in one classroom, and as you know, that can fill up pretty quickly, but I will communicate that with our families if I should have to do that.
Okay. And one of the other things I wanted to ask you too was like we talked about, this was your first year here, so what is one of your favorite things about working for Marion City Schools?
I think the biggest is the attention to detail from the leadership team that brings to this organization. Matt, I'm a true believer that when we come together as a team, there's nothing that we cannot conquer. I'm very excited to be part of Marion City Schools leadership team, and I look forward to many more years of service.
All right, so we talked a lot about enrollment and what our preschool can offer. So do we have any special preschool options during the summertime for families?
We actually do, Matt. Through our community literacy coordinator, Laura Detweiler, she's organizing a summer camp for our preschoolers. Dates are being solidified right now, so there's definitely more information coming, but it's going to be a three-week program, and I know it currently is slated to be at Taft Elementary School, but more information is coming. That will be two classrooms that can house 16 in each, so 32 students that can benefit from that early learning, getting prepared for pre-K and for kindergarten for some of our students.
Okay, and then for those, do you know, would that be for preschool students who are already enrolled, or even if they're not enrolled, would they be eligible to come?
In order for them to go to the summer camp, there'll be an enrollment process that they would have to apply for, okay. But most definitely both. Those that are already enrolled that want that extra little help to get them ready for kindergarten, and then those that might be joining our Marion City School preschool family and just need that little extra push to get them where they need to be.
Well, Mr. Hainer, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be a guest on the podcast this week and discussing all of our preschool options available to our Marion families. So thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Matt. I appreciate it.
No problem. That's it for this week's episode, but we will be back in a couple weeks with episode 11, where we will talk with our enrollment team who will walk families through the process of open enrollment with Marion City Schools. Until then, I am Matt McQuarrie. This has been the Prexy Podcast, and we'll let the band play us out.